That girl's a woman of God right there. I mean, her and her husband sitting right there. She was building a spreadsheet one time. I think it was in Excel or something, whatever it was. And she was having trouble putting all them formulas in there. And so she went in and she prayed. Now, isn't that something I told Paul while I was going to come in? He said, I see on his shirt, said, I pray. I said, Paul, it's come to this. He said, yes, praise God. I pray. It was time for Miss Betty to pray. So she asked the Lord to show her those formulas to put in that spreadsheet. And she praised him and thanked him, and she went to bed. In the course of the night, he gave her a dream. And he showed her in that dream every formula and every cell to put it in that spreadsheet. She got up next morning, wrote all that stuff down, went in there at the computer, put all that stuff in there, and that spreadsheet's still working beautiful today. Isn't that awesome? Now see, if you don't believe God does things and answers prayer, you got to some of us too late, right, Miss Betty? I mean, Jesus is an awesome God. Somebody said, I don't believe that. She just happened to think about those things in the night. Okay, you can say anything you want to, but Miss Betty knows where that come from. And she gives Jesus the glory for it. So when Jesus said, pray about everything, what do you think he meant?
Pray about everything.
Pray about everything. But you know what we do? We work on it on our own. I know none of y'all ever been guilty of that, but me, I have certainly made this mistake too many times. I worked diligently, tried to make something happen, sometimes for a day or two or three, and then I totally give up, and then somebody like Dave comes along, and he said, Pastor, what's wrong? I said, oh, Dave, I can't get this done. He said, you know, now my pastor would say, have you prayed about this yet? No, Dave, I haven't. I said, oh, God, I'm sorry. And I pray, and then I get my answer, and it's happened several times. Why can I be so dense, Tom? I guess I'm human, huh?
I don't know.
We do the same thing. Oh, goodness. But let's see that what 19 and 20 says. 19 and 20. For humans and animals both breathe the same air, and they both die. So people have no real advantage over the animal. How meaningless. Both go to the same place, the dust from which they came and to which they must return. 21 and 22. For who can prove that the human spirit goes upward and the spirit of the animal goes downward into the earth? And when he wrote that, he didn't know the truth, did he? But do we know the truth today? We live a few years in advance. We know what happens. The new covenant clearly tells us as human beings, when we die, to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord into third heaven, right? So Solomon didn't know that when he wrote this. But God has revealed a lot of things to us in the new covenant, hasn't he? So we know these things. But he didn't know this. For with all of Solomon's wisdom, he didn't know the answer to this question. But everybody that's in the church today has the privilege to know the answer to this question. For who can prove that the human spirit goes upward and the spirit of animals go downward into the earth? So I saw that there is nothing better for people than to be happy in their work. That is why they are here. No one will bring them back from death to enjoy life in the future. See the way Solomon looked at that? He didn't know there was going to be a resurrection from the dead one day. He didn't know that one day that Kim is going to resurrect from the dead and be made new again. But we know that, don't we? Yeah. So if our physical bodies die on this earth, we know that the day is coming. Of course, we know today from the new covenant that when we die, the minute we lay our physical body down in death, our spiritual body just stands right up. Can you imagine standing here saying, Lord, that was a pretty good old tent you gave me to live in all them years, but it's over now. Are you dead? Only that thing's dead. You're still alive. You're really free for the first time ever. Your soul and your spirit is alive and well, and it will now, you are free for the first time ever, and you will know no limitations of time, distance, or speed. So the Lord will come back right there, and who knows who he'll bring back with him to take you, but he will take you to the third heaven, and you will be with the Lord forever, according to the scripture. Now, don't make it what happened. Just like all the people that were in those twin towers on 9/11 that were Christians, that were walking obedient to God's word, when their bodies were vaporized, they didn't feel a thing. Not a thing. They didn't find nothing of those people. I mean, they were vaporized, but their spirits and souls immediately was out there, and they were sitting there looking, wow, what a blast this is, huh? They knew no pain. So we shouldn't be concerned about nothing, should we, as Christians? They can't do nothing to us. I got to tell y'all, I made them laugh up there in Grand Rapids. We were talking about some of these things that I believe is coming to America. And I mean, I also know when we were in John McCall's church several years ago, he told us that the Muslims had already hauled in many guillotines to behead Christians. And so I'd heard him say that, so I thought, okay, it's no big deal. I'm not sweating that. So I told the people, I said, if the Muslims do have those guillotines here, and they do happen to capture us, I said, it'll be after the battle. But I said, if they were to capture me and Cheryl alive, and they take us out there and say, okay, we're going to behead y'all, I said, well, this is one time I'm going to be a gentleman and say, ladies first. And I said, then what I'm going to do when they put Cheryl down there and they drop the guillotine and cut her head off, I'm going to reach over, I'm going to jerk myself away from them guys. I'm going to reach over and grab her by the hair of the head and put her head back on her body. And she's going to say, wow, honey, I sure did need that. I said, now then, who wants to serve my Jesus? Now, do you think that might make an impact on somebody? I'm telling you, if we walk in that kind of faith, we're going to make an impact, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego made an impact on those men. Because if those men had went to fear on that fire, they would have all died in that fire. But that's the same way with us. God is a God that honors faith. He does not honor fear. He honors His Word. And so if we know His Word and we're Christians, do we have to have any fear in what's coming? Absolutely not. Praise God. You know, no fear whatsoever. I mean, I went through the Vietnam War, didn't get a scratch. My daddy didn't have the kind of faith I did back in then. My father, he was so concerned when they hauled me off to go to the Vietnam War, he just knew I was going to get killed over there. I didn't know that till I got back. And mother said, "You son, you have no idea how your daddy agonized over you while you were gone, how he prayed over you and everything. But he said he just knew you were going to lose your life over there." Hey, I had no fear. Of course, maybe it's because mom and dad's prayer. It's the reason I didn't have any fear. But because of their prayers and my prayers, I went through the Vietnam War and came back without a scratch. Now, God promised that to us. He promised that to every one of us. Now, I've told this story several times too, but in that Psalms 91, if you make God, the Most High God, your dwelling place, and you're willing to say of the Lord, He's my refuge and He's my strength, He is my God, He promises to keep you from all sickness, keeps you free from the devil. He promises to send His angels to give them charge over you. He promises to show you His salvation. He promises to satisfy you with a long, healthy life. Amen. All that's in Psalms 91. He said, you'll only see it with your eyes. He said, 1,000 will fall by your side and 10,000 by your right hand, but it will not touch you. So if I believe that, why should I fear anything? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I don't have nothing to fear. All I got to do is walk in obedience to God's word, and then I can speak in His name and I have no fear whatsoever. None. That's just like Charles the other day with that snake. Charles has learned his authority as a son of God. So he was not afraid. Even that big old snake's there. You know, I'm here, I'm holding his head down. And, you know, he's taking the shovel and just walked right over in him. You know, just that snake flopping all around him. And just killing him with that shovel. There was no fear. No fear. Now then, as Christians, if we know who we are in Christ, how much fear should we have? Zero. Absolutely right. Zero. Not afraid of nothing. Can you imagine the day that, well, some of you have heard the story about John Hagee. John Hagee, he was preaching against homosexuality in California. And a homosexual with a big old coat on walked into his shirt, into his church on a Wednesday night and walked right up to the podium. Now, John always been about this wide. You know, he's a great big guy. I mean, if you've ever seen John Hagee, you know, he's about this tall, you know, but he's about that wide. You know, he's just big, heavy set guy. But he's a great preacher. He's a great man of faith. And this guy walked into his church. He's up there behind the podium preaching like he always does. And a guy walks up right there just 6 or 8 feet from him, pulls a gun out of that coat and said, "Hagee, I'm going to kill you." Hagee stepped up behind the podium right in front of him and said, "No weapon formed against me shall prosper in the name of Jesus." And that guy emptied that gun at 8 or 10 feet and didn't touch John Hagee. Didn't take a bullet. Now, the police said when they come in later and checked where the guy was standing, where the bullets hit in the wall, they said it's impossible for him to have missed you. But John Hagee didn't have a hole in his body. So by faith, God was protecting him, wasn't he? What does God honor? faith. Can you imagine? What would you do if a guy walks up within, from close as me to Tom, and you're standing up on a platform 4 feet off the floor, and a guy reaches his coat and pulls a six-shooter out and points at you and says, I'm fixing to blow you away. What do most of us do? We go into fear. Yeah, that's right. We go into fear. Start screaming, please, no, don't do it. But Hagee didn't. I mean, he just stepped out from behind that platform where that guy could see him from the top to the bottom, pointed his finger at him and said, Mister, no weapon formed against me shall prosper in the name of Jesus. And that guy started shooting. And emptied. I've heard the tape. The guy shot six times and he missed him every time. Is God good, guys, or is he good? He is awesome. Praise the Lord. So see, we want, from all these lessons we see from in the scriptures and real live cases, we got to remember in these last days, we got to learn to walk holy, pure, and in faith. And if we do, there ain't nothing can touch us. So he said, so verse 22, so I saw that there is nothing better for people than to be happy in their work. That is why they are here. No one will bring them back from death to enjoy life in the future. But like I said, we now know that we're not going to stay dead. In fact, we never die. Our physical body is the only thing that dies. When the body goes, and when it dies, we put it in the ground. It does turn back to dirt. There's no two ways about it, just from where it came. But the real you never dies. You remain alive, and you're going to remain alive forever. And as a son or a daughter of God, you will, just like when we talked to Howard Pittman that time, he said he was laying there in his body and his body was in excruciating pain. I mean, that aneurysm and that artery in his heart or whatever, and he was bleeding to death internally. And he said, I'm hearing these guys say, I think we're losing him. I don't think he's going to make it. He said, I heard them say that. And he said, all of a sudden, there was absolutely no pain. That was absolutely no pain. And he said, I thought, wow, what happened? And he said, I look down and there's my body. And I'm standing up here. I'm looking at these guys talking. They can't hear me. They can't see me. But I'm perfectly okay. Isn't that awesome? So then he gets taken through the veil and goes to heaven. And that's when God tells him he wasn't too happy with him.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, America is Being Destroyed from Within, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.